Welcome back to the Pearl Reports. What if I told you today's guest is a former USA gold medalist, a former Lady Vol spearheading an undefeated season, over 20 years of Division I women's basketball coaching, and now just ushered in the best Winthrop women's basketball season in over a decade. Today's guest, head coach Samika Randall Lay. Coach, welcome to the Pearl Reports.
Josh, thank you so much for having me. How you doing today?
Fantastic. It's Father's Day weekend. Nothing better than chopping it up, talking hoops with one of the best in the business.
Well, appreciate it. I'll go ahead and say happy early Father's Day for you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Coach, your resume, gaudy. 10 pages, 20 pages. We'll just try to stick to the first page. And Lady Vol, you had the unbelievable experience of playing for Pat Summit. Her birthday weekend, by the way, June 14th here. God rest her soul. 10 years now she's been away from us. And you got to be around here her day after day after day. A proud alum of the University of Tennessee. Coach Summit was famous for the Definite Dozen. Of all the things Definite Dozen or other, can you talk about that playing experience and what you took from Coach Summit? Because sadly but true, I don't think a lot of our young people, our middle school players, our high school players, and even some of our young college players, they understand what a giant Coach Summit was in women's basketball.
Well, first thing I'm going to say, God, I miss her dearly. You saying all of that, it gets me emotional for all the things she's done for me. Like, it's incredible. I know walking in there my freshman year, deer in headlights, had no idea what to expect. All I know is I was going to compete. And that lady has taught me so much. And just to just talk about her Definite Dozen, and I'm going to go through a couple of them, not all 12 of them, but take full responsibility. Like, I live with that every day. Self-awareness is super important to me. I own my own. Some days I'm good, some days I'm not, but I'm very truthful and honest, and I learned that from Coach Summit. Also, handle failure as you will handle success. I'm a living proof of that. I've failed so many times, but I've learned through all those experiences, and what Coach has taught us is about resilience, getting back up and keep fighting. So I'm ecstatic that I had some success this year, but I had to go through some things in order to get it, and I wouldn't trade it for anything in the world. Change is a must. I learned every year you got to reevaluate yourself and make some adjustments. And so that's huge from Coach Summit's Definite Dozen. And then the last one, don't just work hard, work smart. So I've learned in being a head coach, I can't do everything. And I remember being my first head coaching job at 28, I was trying to do everything and became very unsuccessful at that. And I think now that I am a seasoned vet, I'll say, I've learned that, you know, I need people around me to help me be successful and allowing them that space to be able to do it and understanding and valuing what they can bring to the table. So those things, that Definite Dozen, man, it lives in you for the things that Coach Summit has taught us.
I have tried to steal several nuggets from the Definite Dozen for a leadership academy that I do each summer at Providence Day. And again, we could just talk for hours about that. So thank you, Coach Summit. Coach, thank you for sharing on that. And you starred on one of the most decorated women's basketball teams of all time, which, by the way, coincides with our trivia question for today, going 39-0, cutting down the nets, Tennessee did for the third consecutive season in 97-98. You were one of the three Meeks with Shamequa Holdsclaw, Tamika Catchings. And, by the way, you were the leading scorers in 37 of those 39 games, 39-0. Oh, let me say that very slowly. How? Talent is obvious, but so many teams have talent now, whether it's a high school team, a college team, or a pro team. How?
So let me tell you where it started. I would go back to the summer. I'll never forget this. My freshman year walking in, we did a little open gym. Of course, Shamequa Holdsclaw and Kelly Jolly decided to, you know, pair the teams up. Well, they decided to put all the four freshmen at that time. That was Teresa Jeter, who's from South Carolina, myself, Tamika Catchings, and Ace Clement, who was from Philly. They paired, and they gave us, say, another vet. We play 5-on-5, and let me tell you, we almost beat Shamequa and Kelly Jolly. They ended up winning, but we were like, let's play that back. And they were like, oh, no, we need to switch the teams up. So we ended up switching the teams up, and obviously we played. But our first practice, it was like a beautiful thing. We were going so hard, and one of the assistant coach, who is my mentor, Al Brown, walked off the court that day, and he turned to Pat because he told me this. He said, you don't have to coach this team. This team will coach themselves. And so our team was really player-led. We wanted to win so bad that we understood that, one, this was Shamequa Holsko's team, and we were the added additions to this team. And we understood that they just came off of two NCAA championships. I mean, we don't want to screw that up. So we literally came in and we locked into what the system was, and we competed like crazy. We didn't like games. We preferred playing practice. That's how much, because we knew practice, at least we were going to get at least 3 hours of basketball in versus a game. You know, sometimes you get in a game and sometimes you didn't. And sometimes I sat on the bench because I was a little hothead, and coach had to put me back in my place sometimes. But I just love competing and catchings, Jeter and Clement. We all just love competing. So we didn't care who got any of the credit. We just wanted to win. We wanted to walk out and know that we beat somebody's butt.
Coach, you touched on something there, being a player-led team. You're a head coach, Division I. I'm a head coach of a high school. We all would love to think we have a lot of influence and control, and we have some of that, but I really want to echo that piece to players out there listening and families out there listening. The best teams, programs, the players champion the standards every day in practice, and it sounds like you had that and then some.
Absolutely. I try to say that to our athletes. Like, they want coaches to guide them. There's only so much we can do. At the end of the day, and especially when they get tired of us saying the same thing over and over again, they start to tune us out. When players decide that, hey, we're not going to let anybody beat us on the boards or shoot threes on us, like when they decide, that's when things become very beautiful, and that's when you know your team gets it, and that's the recipe for just being a true champion.
Winthrop Athletic Director Chuck Ray had this to say recently about today's guest, who, by the way, just got a contract extension through 28. Congratulations,
Yay!
Coach.
Yay, thank you.
Coach Samika Randall-Lay has orchestrated a remarkable turnaround for our women's basketball program and led our women's basketball program to its most successful season in over a decade. The program achieved its highest win total since 2014, secured its first Big South Conference tournament victory in more than 10 years, and earned the highest team GPA at 3.47 in program history. As that as a backdrop, Winthrop is one of the founding members of the Big South. 1983, obviously located just outside of the Queen City here in Rock Hill. Having served as head coach for 5 years now, and many, many more to come with that new contract, what's attractive, Coach, about the campus, the environment, the academics, your philosophy? Again, I know we could go 2 hours on that alone, but if you can tie that up in a bow, what makes Winthrop unbelievable place to be?
First of all, I think the location is unbelievable. I mean, you mentioned being right next to Charlotte. Sometimes when you go to certain campuses, location can be, you're out in the middle of nowhere, not a whole lot of things to do. But I think it provides balance here where our athletes, in the summertime, I'll say, we'll be able to say, as their quote, their words, get outside to view Charlotte and see all the cool things about it. But when you're in Rock Hill, there's just so many things they can do. So I like that about the school. I would say our professors are amazing. You know, I do this breakfast with the Eagles, which I stole from Coach Summit, where we invite our professors to come in and just watch our athletes compete at practice. And then they realize this lady gets you up at 8 o'clock in the morning and she's asking you to run up and down the court. So trying to draw that connection, and then we invite those, we do a drawing, invite one of the professors to a road game so they can kind of just see all the behind the scenes stuff. I think our professors are pretty cool. They are very, they come out and support our team. I think our community is growing. Like we did a season ticket raffle, and we increased our season tickets by a nice percentage, I would say. Don't know exact, but I just think this area is just really cool. And then the Big South, I mean, it has history, has tradition, especially on our men's side. They've been able to win championships, and that's what I'm trying to do here for the women's side. We want to win a championship.
Coach, there are Hoopers rolling down to Rock Hill all the time with the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center. I know several of our players are playing down at some of the, I believe, the Adidas National Tournaments. Short recruiting trip for you right down there at the Rock Hill Sports and Events Center. And so these families all across North Carolina, all across the Southeast, folks, when you're down there, make sure you make a one-mile trip over to Winthrop University. It is beautiful. The arena is beautiful. Something special is being built by Coach Randall Lay here. And speaking of building, everybody says we're in a rebuild. We're in a rebuild. Coach, I believe this is year 5 officially as head coach, but you went from associate head coach to interim head coach to get rid of all those tags and labels. I'm the head coach. It's my show here. But quite honestly, and as bluntly as I can say it, y'all were terrible. Terrible. When you got the job. And now, 5 years later, taking a team to the Big South semifinals, a big-time buzzer beater, heart-stopping win in the quarterfinals, the number one play on ESPN SportsCenter that night. So obviously the goals are probably a little different here in the summer of 2025 than they were 5 years ago. How did you do the rebuild? What lessons did you learn, and where do we go from here?
Well, I'll say I learned many lessons. I learned a lot about myself. I learned that you have to have patience. AD said this to me before. You can't run a sprint in a marathon. And so I had to slow roll this and just have somewhat some patience, which that's word is probably not in my vocabulary very much, but it just took some time. I had to have some athletes believe in me, that, you know, we were building something here. And just the thing I always tell our athletes, and this is kind of one of the things I always talk about, trust the process, but more importantly, embrace the process. And I thought that this past year's team, where I had recruited some kids that I got to coach back to back, that they grew as the year went along, and the program grew both years that they were here.
Impressive stuff. Coach, folks, you are hearing from 2-time Miss Basketball in the state of Ohio, a cool 1,915 points poured in at the University of Tennessee, and not just a scoring machine, over 700 rebounds, 200 steals, 200 assists, and, oh, by the way, a 2001 WNBA draft pick. Why do I like putting those other stats out there? Because we're in a day and age, Coach, where a lot of players think, I have to score it, and that's the only thing that matters. And you obviously impacted the game in countless ways. We're not even talking about defense, which you and I love dearly. It doesn't have all the charges on there and the help side rotations and the closeouts. Those aren't quite as exciting. So what are you looking for in your players? For your system, now that you are really, again, firmly entrenched with your program, your culture, a Winthrop women's basketball player that can play for Coach Randall Lay can do what?
So great question. We just talked about this off air. You know, my 1 through 4s, I want them to be like guards, very interchangeable, that can handle the basketball, but also, like you mentioned before, be able to play on the other side of the ball. And just have some heart, some grit. And we talk about grit and toughness. That's super important that you bring that and carry that. You may not be the best shooter in the world or the, you know, but your heart can will yourself into scoring a bucket out on the floor. That's how I was. Like, if you look at my 3-point percentage in college, I think I was 4 for 16 over 4 years. But I was a 3-point player. I just had to do it the old-fashioned way. Go get a layup and get fouled. Go finish my free throw. Hey, that's 3 points, baby. It all adds up the same way. So if you're able to bring that to the game, I love players who have that type of mentality. And then just that no fear. Like, get out there, trust yourself, take a chance, and just be special. And have some energy about yourself. I hate watching these kids who are too cool for school. Like, man, let it out there. Like, this is a blessing to be able to play this game. And to be able to get a scholarship. Now, I know we're going to transition to it later, to get some money behind this. Man, you have no, why wouldn't you leave it out on the floor if you love it?
Nothing against all the dentists out there in Charlotte, but I tell our players all the time, we are playing basketball. We're not sitting at the dental office having a root canal. And so to your point, have some joy.
Yeah.
And two other things you said. 4 for 16 from three. Coach, you might have a hard time getting recruited these days because all the analytics supposedly say you have to shoot it from beyond the arc. So I would imagine you might have to introduce the paint to some of your players in your practices. And then I love what you said. Don't worry about it. I'm getting 3 points. It's just coming the old-fashioned way because I have heart and grit. And a quick plug, one of my favorite books of all time is entitled Grit. National bestseller. Actually gave it to every one of our Providence Day basketball graduates this year. We talk about IQ and EQ. And I think all young people and those of us that are seasoned veterans, we could all use a little more grit. It can take you places in any profession.
Absolutely. That's just being resilient. And that's what I'm all about. And that's what I want my players to be about. So that's beautiful what you just said right here. But, hey, go get it.
Amen to that. Well, Coach, speaking of going to get it, show me the money.
Yeah.
How tired of you? Well, whether we want to admit it or not, this is probably every other conversation with players, high school coaches, AAU coaches, recruits, transfers. So hot off the press this week, Judge Claudia Wilkin approved the deal that everybody's been chirping about for months, quite frankly, and years, between the NCAA and the House settlement, that will end 3 separate federal antitrust lawsuits paying Division I athletes $2.8 billion, with a B, for playing over the last decade. Obviously, this has gargantuan ramifications for Division I athletes moving forward, and it is so, a lot is changing in a hurry here. It is the middle of June, and July 1st, all of this takes effect. And so, a couple thoughts on this. How do you feel about this as a former elite, folks? Again, 2-time Miss Ohio basketball, Miss Basketball in Ohio, a Kodak All-American, almost 2,000 points at the University of Tennessee. Folks, you don't think Coach Randall Lay would have gotten a little bit of change or, excuse me, back up the Brinks truck for her back in the day? So how do you feel about this, one, as a Division I head coach, and two, man, what could have been 30 years ago?
So I'm going to say, as a former player, I'm upset that they're not going back to, what was that? No, we don't want to talk about that. But I am excited for the athletes that are having the ability to receive that. I think about, there was a game. I'll never forget this. We got post-game meal, a pizza. I was walking across the parking lot, and one of our fans was like, hey, great game, Meek. I think I might have scored 28 points that game. And they're like, what are you going to do? I was like, nothing. I'm just going to go back and eat half of this pizza because I know I got to stretch this pizza out for at least another day. To know that I didn't have a lot of money, but I was very appreciative of us getting the post-game meal, but knowing that, like, it was a struggle. And to see that these athletes today getting all kinds of money, sponsor deals just getting money up front in high school. I mean, there's a few kids that's getting that. And now the passing of this house settlement, I'm happy that they're getting it. Like, because I know a lot of people made a lot of money off of me. And I'm cautious in a sense that I wish we could have regulated some of this stuff because, you know, being 19 and getting all this money and thinking that you can just go out and spend it and I don't have any idea about taxes. Sometimes parents or family members or, you know, outside people taking advantage of you and just knowing that this money is not going to last for a long time. So you better be saving it or doing something with it concerns me a little bit because once that money gone, you become a regular person. Mm. And life, as the kids said, life be lifing. And there's things that you think you're, just because you were this athlete, you're not that. You're just a regular person. And so how are you going to make, maybe match that money or just make some money? And so what they don't realize in life, it comes in waves. You can make some really, really good money, and then you can fall down, and it's like just okay money. But I'm more concerned about the aftermath of this, but I'm super excited that kids are getting paid because they deserve it. I mean, come on. Like, can we sue to get our kickback for the 39-0 team, you know? I know, was it North Carolina State that they tried to possibly sue and when they won down there, the men's team? But, hey, listen, we're all trying to navigate through this as coaches, universities, but these athletes do deserve their due.
Folks, Thompson Bowling Arena in Knoxville, Tennessee. Oh, by the way, where the Women's Basketball Hall of Fame is located. Check it out if you haven't been there. 20,000 butts in seats. Again, celebrating Coach Randall laying a 39-0 undefeated national championship team. Could you imagine the NIL money going back to her?
We had these shirts that said the meek shall inherit the earth. Shamequa's face. Tamika's face, and then my face. Those shirts was going for $50 a pop. And I was just watching them go out, and I was autographing every one of those shirts. I should get a kickback.
Amen. Amen, Coach. I will say this on a serious note to the topic at hand right here. I was coaching at Belmont Abbey College about 20 years ago and had a young lady from up north, and she went and ate at McDonald's every day after practice. And I said, why are you eating at McDonald's? And she looked right at me and said, Coach, for $2.22, obviously, folks, that was 20 years ago, she said, I can get a hamburger and fries, and that's all I can afford. And she didn't care how healthy it was. By the way, one of the best athletes I've ever coached in my life. She didn't care how healthy it was. She just cared about, how can I get food and make it? And so, yes, these student-athletes are on scholarship, but many of them may need additional resources and deserve additional resources for something as simple as lunch money, dinner money, going to the movies.
They definitely do. I mean, again, that's a story I shared with you by that piece of, like, I definitely do. And I think this, like, our life was kind of tough. But I'm watching young athletes today. It's a different environment that we live in. And so those funds could definitely help their family, support their family. And I know families have poured a ton of money into them, into the sport. So it's kind of like a payback for all the hard work that those kids have put out. But I will say this, because you bringing up points here. I just want those athletes to understand that you got to keep working. Sometimes we think we arrive, and it's the beautiful thing about this game. You never arrive in the game of basketball, nor do you arrive in the game of life. So you got to keep working at your craft. Like, that money can go away very easily, but you got to keep working if you want to keep it coming in.
Amen. Folks, how blessed are we to have Coach Randall Lay join us in studio today. Again, if you're a fan of women's basketball, if you have a young daughter with big dreams of playing in the WNBA, this lady has done it. If you want to learn about the game and how it's rapidly changing, study the history of Tennessee women's basketball. Study Coach Randall Lay's career. Get down to Rock Hill for a Winthrop women's basketball camp and learn from one of the best to ever do it. Only 30 minutes away from the Queen City here. Coach, this is an unbelievably busy time of year for you. Team workouts, summer camps, recruiting live periods this weekend. I can't thank you enough for carving out some time to help us grow the game. Continued success to you. Best wishes chasing that Big South championship.
Thank you, Josh. Thank you for having me. And I do want to put this plug. We got Elite Camp June 28th. Or if you can't make that one, August 2nd. And then junior camp. Come on, bring all those kids out. K through 8th grade, learn some basketball, but more importantly, have fun. That's in July. End of July. Come check us out.
Amen, Coach. Have a blessed day.
You too.